Well, it's been almost a month of nearly daily nationwide demonstrations over the police killing of George Floyd. At a march in Boston yesterday, WBUR's Adrian Ma asked some protesters there if they feel they're making progress on the issues of police reforms and racism.
With the sun beating down, a few hundred people marched almost 3 miles from Roxbury, through the South End, to the State House. And somewhere in the middle of the pack was a tall, lanky man with dreads named Simba Ture. As he walked, he waved a handful of burning sage leaves over his head.
This entire movement behind George Floyd is because those people believe that they have a voice, and they ignited the rest of the world to believe behind them.
Ture is from Brockton, and he says the protests themselves feel like a kind of progress. You know, they've brought attention to the problem of racism. Though he adds, it's a little frustrating that this is what it took for a lot of people to take notice.
Why do we have to have a Black Lives Matter rally to begin with? Why do we have to have Black History Month? Why do we have to have Juneteenth celebrations? And that's what it is. You know, I don't have any other choice because I love being alive. And I have no other country or place to go home to.
Protests around the state have drawn promises from politicians to reform law enforcement. For instance, Governor Baker recently proposed a system that would require police officers to get certified every 3 years and take that certification away if they commit certain violations. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh has declared racism a public health crisis and says he wants to reduce the police department's overtime budget to fund more social services. But on the State House steps yesterday, Monica Cannon Grant of the group Violence in Boston made clear that was not enough.
There's so many protests happening across the state right now. Keep showing up and applying pressure. Yeah. It's working. It's working.
She urged the crowd to call the governor's office and demand less funding for police and more for community programs.
It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You're calling him. 9 to 5, you're calling him.
Nearby, 34-year-old Mika Desir looks on, while his two young daughters cling to him like a couple of oversized shoulder bags. Desir said there does seem to be progress from the protests. He says, just look at the crowd.
From gay, straight, tall, doesn't matter, you know, everybody's together, black, white, yellow, like I'm marching.
Say tall. Yeah. Tall and short.
Tall and short, you know. But it's a beautiful thing that to watch everybody come together for one cause. You know, I'm glad my daughters get to be a part of that.
Desir says these protests have raised awareness that racism persists in our culture. He just hopes that all this momentum and attention doesn't fade in a year or two. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.